24-year-old Amani Kalindi has not known peace since he was a boy growing up in the Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo. The truck driver is one of millions of Africans displaced from their homes due to conflict, disasters, and climate change. Kalindi says, "We live in constant fear. Everywhere we go, seeking safety, we face new dangers and are forced to flee again. War has been a constant problem, with foreign armed groups invading our country to fight over its resources and minerals. With nowhere else to turn," he says, he decided to come to Uganda and seek refuge in a camp. Kalindi came to Uganda on Saturday after spending years in Ituri and North and South Kivu provinces in the DRC. Escaping danger, he joined millions of others from Africa and beyond in registering as a refugee. In a new report published Tuesday, the Geneva-based Internal Displacement Monitoring Center says the large majority of people displaced worldwide are in Africa. The report looks at the new trends and developments of the displaced from 2009 to 2023 and finds that the number of people forced from their homes has tripled to 35 million. Almost 93% are displaced due to conflict and violence, and 26 million of them are displaced in just five countries: the Democratic Republic of Congo, Ethiopia, Nigeria, Somalia, and Sudan. Experts say poverty, inequality, and marginalization are among the many factors that fuel conflict and violence, and armed groups have exploited these grievances, which create more displacements. IDMC Director Alexandra Bilak says violence is not solely blamed for the crisis.
So five countries on the African continent are generating the most conflict-related internal displacement. But what our report also shows, as I said, is that disaster displacement is also rising. We are now reporting six times more disaster displacements than 15 years ago.
Floods and droughts trigger the majority of disaster displacements. IDMC researchers warn climate change will make these weather-related events more frequent and intense, and they expect these displacement trends to continue. With the heightening conflict in Sudan, the chronic armed conflict in DR Congo, and weather-related disasters hitting communities, Balik says it's hard to see the numbers going down.
It's hard to be optimistic. We know that with the impacts of climate change, the disasters that we're seeing already today are likely to increase in the future. We have seen prolonged periods of droughts across the Horn of Africa. And without more investments in the underlying causes of this displacement, we fear that the numbers will indeed continue rising.
The Internal Displacement and Monitoring Center notes that some African countries have developed national policies to protect and assist internally displaced persons in accordance with a 2009 African Union agreement. Mohamed Yusuf, VOA News, Nairobi.